This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, everybody jump! 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 Jump!
Already, yeah!
Jump, jump, a little more volume here. What's going on? It's Taz. I got Andrew with me here. We are coming to you live right now from the Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans Studios, who found a better way to mortgage so you can focus on making your new house home. Rocket Mortgage, push button, get mortgage. Call the show if you like. It's a very, very simple process.
Attention hotline fans.
You simply dial 855-212-4227. That's an 855-212-4227. That's right. Maybe you listen to the show across one of the affiliates on CBS Sports Radio. Appreciate that. Or maybe you're checking out the show on radio.com or CBSSports.com or on those websites or on the apps that they have. They're both very good. Or maybe you listen on SiriusXM Channel 206 or the SiriusXM app. SiriusXM 206 is the home for CBS Sports Radio. So you might be following at Taz and the Moose on Twitter or Instagram. You could stop following that because that's going to get deleted. Because as I mentioned yesterday, I will be leaving the show. I got a couple days left. My last day is Friday, so that's the deal. Now, Andrew Bogish, as I mentioned, you are sitting in this week with yours truly. Mm. How's it going, Haas?
It's going very, very well. I'm sorry to hear that Blank and the Moose is not going to be the new Twitter handle.
If you want to go home, go home.
Is that true?
What's true?
I want to go home, can I go home?
If you want to go home, go home.
Is that company policy?
No. Listen. You, sir, as long as I'm here doing a show, you are welcome at any time.
Thank you.
I consider you a friend, a scholar. I look forward to doing.
Friend, I'm overwhelmed by that.
Listen. Let's just go for radio.
Thanks very much.
I will probably do other projects with you in the future.
Whoa!
How about that?
There's a lot going on right now. I mean, just last week I was told I was going to be staying one of your Twitter follows, which was gift enough. Now we're friends and possible future coworkers.
Well, I didn't say that. I just said projects. A project could mean
lunch.
Hey, can you retweet this for me, Andrew? That could be a project.
I'm Andrew Bogish. You don't need to listen. Just click on the link.
Exactly. So we got a cool bench cut start coming up later on. We got a few things going on. We're going to talk about the Browns and stuff because apparently they're bringing back Freddie Kitchens. So we're getting into that a little bit. We got to talk about Bill Belichick's press conference outfit. We got to get to that. Bench cut start, as I mentioned. We're going to do wrestling managers, like all-time wrestling managers. Mm-hmm. So the three that we had, Pete the Body and his Miova Nation, which is basically a nation of one.
Correct.
You have no one in that, right? Correct? As opposed to the Weova Nation. So... You know, we had Pete look into this, and he's the guy who came up with the three managers. So I'll let you people listening that want to call in with your bench cut start. So wrestling managers are Paul Heyman is your options. Paul Heyman, Jim Cornette, Bobby Heenan. So put aside any of these guys. Obviously, Jim Cornette, as of recent, has been controversial. Some stuff he's done, and he's not on air anymore at the present time as far as doing commentary. He was working for NWA. But I put all that aside, I'm talking about his body of work, you know, so that's why. So those are your three options. If you want to call the show, 855-212-4227 and give your bench cut start. So who would you bench, who would you cut, who would you start between Heyman, Heenan, Cornette? And also we're going to do another topic, which is near and dear to all of our hearts, Andrew. Top three favorite restaurants, your go-to for Uber Eats.
Okay.
So it's not like a typical segment we would do on this show. But it's just top three Jones. So I'll give mine, you'll give yours. The gentleman behind the proverbial glass, as it's said in
Although
radio.
There
nonstop.
Is actual glass that they are behind.
Yeah, I know. It's just the cliche has been beaten into the ground.
It's fair.
Like beaten into the ground.
No!
Yes, it's just annoying. So that's the on that. So the Browns, okay? So the Browns, bringing back Freddie Kitchens. Ian Rappaport puts it out there. Thoughts on this, my friend?
I'm not surprised, B, because I didn't think John Dorsey was going to admit that John Dorsey was wrong within a year to hire Freddie Kitchens. I mean, this, and I wish I could sit here and be my normal sarcastically self-promoting
self. You're not
self,
sarcastic.
Because while I didn't think the Browns were going to be as good as other people thought they were going to be this year, I did not think it was going to be a dumpster fire. I did not think it's going to be like this. The record, the inside turmoil, all the Baker issues, if it's true that players have been screaming off the sideline of the other team.
The Cardinals during the playing the Cardinals.
Right,
right?
Please,
it's crazy. We talked
please come rescue me.
It's nuts.
I didn't think it was going to be this bad. I thought they would miss the playoffs, be competitive, be good, but not. I mean, teams had them. People had them winning, you know, double-digit games.
I know.
Winning the division. I thought a wild card like 9-7 was legit. I didn't think it was going to be like this. But everything that you would have been concerned about with Freddie Kitchens as the head coach, going from, you know, position coach to coordinator to head coach in about a 4-month span, which is not the normal course of action.
Of course.
Every bad thing has come to fruition here this year. And I don't think it's going to be fixed, but they're not going to fix it right now.
No, they're not. They're not, dude. And you know, I was one of those guys, though, early on when especially once Beckham got there, I was all in on the Browns. I thought, man, these guys are really going to do really well this year. Because Mayfield in year one, you know, played pretty good, you know, and he's got that gunslinger feel. And I'm like, oh, these defensive coordinators will probably figure him out. But still, man, he's a talented guy, and he's got a litany of weapons, you know. And before everything happened, the disaster of a season that they're having, you know, Juice Landry, and then they added Beckham. They had Njoku, an excellent tight end, David Njoku, Nick Chubb running a rock, all these guys. And then they had Kareem Hunt once he gets off the suspension he was on. He was added, you know, a pretty good offensive line. You got a guy like Myles Garrett, who's one of the more dominant defensive players. They had just so much. Denzel Ward, one of my favorite young defensive players in the league, excellent player out of Ohio State. I had all these weapons, dude, right? All these weapons. I'm like, all right, you know, you had Steve Wilkes there, good, you know, seasoned coach, defensive coordinator. Figured they're going to do all right. They're going to do all right.
No,
it didn't happen.
Nope.
You know,
and he does not. He might be a good head coach, Taz, down the road in his second stop, but he wasn't ready to be a head coach now.
Right.
And they made the choice to placate Baker, which is not.
That's right.
It's not the worst logic in the world. I know people get upset when you hear that, like, teams talk to players about moves and coaches and cater to players, but you know what? It makes sense to try and avoid the drama of hiring a guy that's not going to click with your best players. Like, Baker Mayfield should have been involved in what was going on because he's the quarterback of the team and he's the face of the franchise.
Right.
And if you can't hire a guy that he's going to clash with. So the logic's not terrible. The problem is Freddie Kitchens just doesn't appear to be ready yet to be a head coach.
Well,
and I don't think you can make enough of this stupidity of wearing that t-shirt before the last Steelers game to show you that he's not ready yet to be in charge of a group of men like this, and most of their problems go back to his leadership.
Well, no, I hear you, man. You know, it looks like, I said this recently too here on the show here, it looks like from afar, kind of comes off to me like Kitchens is trying to be one of the guys. He wants,
right,
you know, he wants to be in with the players. He wants to be the players' coach and be one of the boys.
Yep.
And you know what? There's nothing wrong with being tight with the players and all that stuff, but you got to have that disciplinarity. You got to have that firm line that you're the boss. And that's what the guy that was the interim head coach last year until he went to Jets to become defense coordinator, Greg Williams. Greg Williams was doing a hell of a job, agreed? He was doing a hell of a job as interim coach. He was.
You know, I think you and I were sitting here around this same time
last year,
I guess, around the holidays and having this conversation. Greg Williams is not my favorite guy. I think that the way Greg Williams runs things wears on guys. There's an expiration date on Greg Williams. Like at some point, you know, enough's enough when you can be too kind of heavy-handed. So I didn't think that Greg Williams should have gotten this job. But I see what, you know, the point now is they needed somebody who was going to kick him in the rear ends, not put, you know, not be buddy buddy, not try and be cool and young and hip. Like they needed
a
hard-ass guy.
Wait, so what are you saying? Well, that's Greg Williams.
Well,
so you're saying
I still think that Greg Williams. Maybe we would have had different issues a little farther down the road if Greg Williams was their head coach. Maybe there's plenty of guys in a sweet spot between cool, I'm with you, Freddie Kitchens, and hard-ass Jones, yeah. Greg Williams.
Right, right.
Like, Greg might be the other extreme to Freddie Kitchens being too lax. I think Greg Williams might be too insane, but they missed the mark in general on the kind of guy they needed to have in charge of this team.
Well, yeah, I still think Greg Williams would have done a much better job this year than Kitchens. And because I believe in, you cannot let, especially young guys, young athletes that are multimillionaires, you can't let them run the asylum. And that's what you got with a guy like Kitchens. And when you have a guy who's so much of a pushover, that's what's going to happen. That did not happen with Greg Williams when he took over for Hugh Jackson. And that's not happening, you know, with him as the DC with the Jets. That's never. I understand what you're saying about him. He's a little bit too much of a intense wild man. I get that, but I do think that he would have done in my opinion, a much better job with the Browns this year than Kitchens. Now, you said something earlier, dude. You know, I got to tell you, and I hear what you're saying about Baker Mayfield and how basically before they hired Kitchen, you want Baker Mayfield. I'm paraphrasing what you said.
Yeah,
I'm not putting words in your mouth. Like basically, you want to kind of keep him happy if you can, and all that stuff. I got to tell you, I don't agree with that because I do think that when you're a young quarterback, a young player, not just quarterback, you're going into your second year. You know, you need to be subservient to the coaching staff. Okay, you need to be. I don't care who you are, how many commercials you do, how many trophies you won in college, what you did in college, what you know, how everybody loves you. That doesn't matter. How much social media following you have. And he doesn't come off. Mayfield doesn't come off that way. From Jump Street, he didn't come off that way with Kitchens. They're buddies.
Right.
You know what I mean? So I think that's a problem when you have a guy that's a true alpha male, like a Baker Mayfield, and he's got that gunslinger feel, and he's got a big chip on his shoulder, which helped him be successful, which I respect. I have a chip on my shoulder for 52 years, so I understand that. Okay, I respect the chip on the shoulder. But you also got to, you know, when you're younger like that, you got to, you know, before you've accomplished a lot in the league that matters, you know, you can't act like you're hot, you know what, you know?
Right.
And there's no one humbling him there. The only ones humbling him are his opponents, you know? But I don't know about in the building if he's being humbled. You know what I mean?
It probably, in retrospect now, it would have made more sense to leave Freddie Kitchens as offensive coordinator. And then he and Baker can be buddy-buddy.
I agree.
But have somebody on top to drop the hammer when it was necessary to drop the hammer.
And you still don't think Williams is the guy?
No, I just don't. I think that Greg Williams, as a head coach, has run its course.
All right.
And who knows? And here's the thing. Would anybody else run to make Greg Williams their head coach after the Browns didn't want to do it? And maybe I'm forgetting that the timing wasn't there and every other job was already filled. I don't know. But I can't remember either, to be honest with you. Greg Williams, to me, is a good defensive coordinator. When you have a coach, when you have, you know, the flip of what we just talked about with buddy-buddy Freddie Kitchens,
right,
and then a tougher head coach, if you want to have a cool head coach, then you've got Greg Williams to come in and, you know, theoretically, punch guys in the face when necessary.
Right, right, right.
And toughen him up. He's a good balance guy. I just don't know that he needs to be in charge of the whole thing. I think he's in the right spot running a defense. But whether it's him or somebody else, it shouldn't have been Freddie Kitchens. And I have a hard time thinking that they can fix this in an offseason and, you know, do this complete about-face. Because the thing I'll say in their defense, whether it's Freddie Kitchens or Greg Williams, there isn't a guarantee that Odell Beckham Jr. and Jarvis Landry aren't knuckleheads, no matter who's the head coach. You know, they might be uncontrollable. I mean, ask the Giants about Odell and multiple teams that have been around Jarvis Landry. I mean, those are tough guys to keep in line, and maybe no one would have kept them in line, and maybe this was bound to happen no matter what. But what we know is what's happened here this season, and it's been embarrassing, and it's I don't have any confidence in it being fixed. I think we're going to have a very similar conversation a year from now about
Well, you won't have it with me.
Right. Us, you know, in general. Maybe we'll trade tweets.
Day two of my 4-day send-off.
Yeah, maybe they'll, you know, we'll trade texts or tweets.
Hey,
or
you think maybe I should reconsider leaving?
I mean, I've made my pitch to you. And there have been rumors and innuendo, and I've I've tried to talk you into.
People like you and I on the air, you know. I got a lot of positive.
I want you to ask me to stay here as your co-host.
A lot of Jones. You did a little Lana action on Raw. I like
that. See, I was paying attention yesterday.
You don't have as nice of legs as Lana, just being honest.
Although my legs are my best feature.
Yes. All right, Bill Belichick, the fashion star. We'll get into that in a second. If you want to call the show and talk about the Cleveland Browns, are they a disaster in your opinion? Do you think Kitchens should be gone? Do you think Greg Williams would have done a better job? Who do you think should be the Browns head coach? Do you even give a rat's ass about the Browns? 855-212-4227. I'm Taz with Andrew Bogish. We're right back.
Give Taz and the Moose a call. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4227. It's Taz and the Moose on CBS Sports Radio. It's Taz and the Moose on CBS Sports Radio.
All right, well, CBS Sports Radio toll-free line, 855-212-4227, is brought to you by Geico. Hey, there's great news. There's a quick way you can save money. Switch to Geico. Go to geico.com. And in 15 minutes, you can save 15% or more on car insurance. We're talking a little bit about Freddie Kitchens and the Cleveland Browns and all of this stuff. And the issues they have, and they're not as good as people thought they would be. Let's go down to Florida, talk to Josh, listening on 100.3 FM. Josh, you're on with Taz and Andrew. How you doing, buddy?
Man, I'm doing good. How you guys doing this morning?
Yeah, what's going on,
Hoss?
What's up, man?
Man, just want to talk about my Cleveland Browns.
Go for it.
I've been a fan for 30-plus years.
Right.
I've watched them lose year in and year out.
Yep.
And my whole thing is, if you get rid of Kitchens, you're going to be back in the same boat. Same old Cleveland Browns. Same losing philosophy. I think that this year and last year is better than any other years we've had if you go back and look. With the exception of, I think, 2010 maybe.
Yeah, but Josh, let me interrupt you. You're 6-8 though, and you're third in the North of the AFC.
And last year, Josh, you guys got to the very last weekend thinking about the playoffs. Things are going in the right direction. Maybe the numbers are better because you've got 6 wins,
right?
But like contextually, this year's been a disaster.
Yeah, I get all that, man. I really do. But being a homer and being a Browns fan,
yeah,
it's still better than usual. And I think they're on the right track.
No, I understand what you're saying. And I feel for you, dude. Trust me. I mean, I've been a Met fan my whole life. I'm a Bills fan. And we're finally doing good with the Bills. But otherwise, they usually suck, too. I was a lifelong Jet fan before that. So I know, bro. I know your pain. You know, but... And stay a Browns fan. You're a Browns fan. It's that simple. But you got the talent. You should be better. Okay, and that's why I don't know. I'm thinking like we're both kind of feeling that the whole Kitchens thing's not working. Let me ask you this though, real quick, Josh. If you guys had the chance to keep Greg Williams, would you have been happy as a Browns fan keeping Williams as the head coach?
Actually, I had a buddy that coached up in Southeast Louisiana, and Kitchens came in for a kind of like a meeting to talk to the coaches, all videotapes. Couldn't videotape anything. Everything was secretive. And he said this guy was really brash.
Mm.
He said that he was a really smart guy, but he was just had a bad attitude.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, that doesn't mean he's not a winner, though, right or wrong? I mean, we look at, is it supposed to be a popularity contest or is it supposed to be, Josh, I appreciate the call, or you're trying to win, right or wrong? That's the thing. That's how I look at it. You know what I mean? Let's talk to Brian down in Youngstown, Ohio, listening on 96.7 FM. Brian, what's up? You're on with Taz and Andrew.
Hey, Taz and Andrew. Good morning. How's it going, guys?
How's it going, brother? What's up?
Hey, lifelong Browns fans here, and it's just been a major disappointment this season. High expectations when they get all the talent that they have. And this year is not cutting it. And you see the players quitting on Freddie. You see Baker regressing this year from what he was last year. I don't think he's as good as he was last year. I don't think he's as bad as he is this year. Something in the middle there with Baker. But I think Kitchens got to go. If I'm the Browns, if I'm the GM, I look to maybe go Lincoln Riley, Baker's old college coach.
Right.
Kind of, made it right with him. You got to get him.
Yeah, I think he'd be a good. I think he'd be a really good fit. Not just because of Baker. I just think Lincoln Riley's ready for that next level, and something like the Browns with the amount of weapons the Browns have could be that spot.
Yeah, I mean, there's no way their offense should be in the bottom half
no.
of the NFL this year with Beckham, Landry, no. Chubb, Hunt.
And then Njoku, don't forget him. I know he was hurt, but he's a hell of a tight end, that kid.
Yeah. Sure, yeah. I mean, it's just something's got to happen because it's just, you know, they have their only team in the NFL this decade that don't got a winning record.
Yeah, no, it's a bad look for sure. Brian, we appreciate the call. Thanks a lot, Haas. Yeah, you know, you got Freddie Kitchens failing miserably. But I'll tell you what, Andrew Bogusch, there's a guy in the studio who's up-chucking right now who doesn't fail miserably. Okay, they call him Heller. I call him the Brad.
Yeah.
Okay.
I call him a friend.
Well, I call him Brad.
Yeah.
In the past, I've called him other things.
Rob Feller.
I have. This is a kind of a regular bit.
Travis Heller.
Which is going to be gone now, Heller.
What a bummer.
Jim Heller.
I could assure you that there's nobody else anywhere in this building that's going to be as creative and entertaining as me with you.
Correct. I'm already missing our moments together on the
right.
radio.
So, Tobias Heller.
This is as good as it's going to get for Brad, is what you're saying, and it's about to end.
I know.
After Friday, my last update with you guys, it all goes downhill. Should I reevaluate my career as you walk out the door?
Maybe not downhill, just back to normal. Like, yeah. this is peak, this is a glimpse of stardom.
We know what normal is, though.
That's true. That's true.
LeBronto.
I think I might have came off wrong, Brad. I apologize. I kind of meant like once I'm out of here on Friday, your career is going into you know what. And I don't mean it like that. You're a very talented man. That's
it's
well done.
It's very possible that's true though.
Yeah. I'm just talking about the entertainment factor. The fun.
Yeah, there's no question about that.
A lot of folks around here don't have fun. You know, it's they beat you down with stats, numbers, and hot takes. That's not me.
You're not a facts guy.
No,
I'm
not.
That was lesson number one.
I do not believe in facts.
Nope.
And there's something that can be said for that. There's an appreciation level that I think we're missing.
Because you know why, dude? When guys and girls are hanging out in a bar together, and they're spitballing sports as they're pounding, you know, Jack and Cokes, you know, and they're pounding beers, they're not talking about, well, he had this other start, this guy, well, you know, in 1962, this guy, they don't care. It's like people that call the show America, the way they talk to me on the air here, they talk real. And stats and facts are not part of real, Andrew. You know that.
No, facts are definitely not part of real. That is true. No.
And real is walking out the door in a couple days.
Damn right. You're damn right.
Unless we can keep him, America, 855-212-4CBS.
Who needs facts? Who needs facts?
4227.
Man, I don't know. I don't think America could keep me here, to be honest with you.
If we get 1 million phone calls before Friday, Taz still is leaving.
Oh, by the way.
So is Pete.
We're going to give an update later on the food. Remember, we were going off the air yesterday, and it was a... We'll talk about that later. They're maybe doing an Uber Eats segment because we got to talk about Chef Mike.
Yeah.
Brad, so your last update's coming up soon, Friday.
Yeah. Last update. Well, wait
no
a minute.
Other updates will matter.
I don't mean like last update.
Okay.
Ever.
I was going to. Maybe you knew something I didn't. I didn't just fire you.
I didn't mean to come off that way. But as far as doing something.
But he has now put it in the boss's heads.
Yeah, hold on a second. What do you have there? A binder? What is that?
I'm looking for my here. I was trying to find.
He's doing homework.
Exactly. You're such a knob.
Yeah.
What is going on right now?
I was looking for my little scoreboard things here, and I pulled out my
talk about stats
folder.
And facts.
Yeah.
Dude, you're such a smart man.
I got to write things down.
You're a creative guy. You know sports like the back of your hand. You're entertaining. You don't need any of those paperwork.
You know what? Every once in a while, you need a fact, like the Lakers score from last night.
Bro, you go online, you find it in 2 seconds.
Yeah,
what do
right
you need
here.
All those papers for? You need the score from 1977?
No, just last night.
Jeez. They lost. The Pacers beat them.
That is true.
The Pacers. I watched the end of the game.
That's it.
I saw LeBronto leaving the court, dejected. Okay. The Pacers.
Bam.
The Pacers.
Bam.
The Pacers.
Bingo.
The Pacers.
All right, Brad, take it away.
The Pacers.
Okay, Brad.
All right, this report is sponsored by Geico.
The Pacers.
Great news. The Pacers. There's a quick way you can save money. Switch to Geico. Go to geico.com, and in 15 minutes, you could save 15% or more on car insurance. Speaking of the Pacers and the Lakers, they faced off. There it is, last night in Indiana.
Brogdon right edge, left hand center of the floor. Howard out to pick him up. That's a mismatch. Let's see what Brogdon does. He'll drive on Howard. He got to the goal, and he put it up and in with a right hand. 14 for Brogdon. Los Angeles spends its remaining timeout.
Mark Boyle on Pacers radio. That was the tie-breaking basket with 36 seconds to go. Rajon Rondo missed a three to tie in the final seconds. And the Lakers' 14-game road winning streak ended 105-102 the final. Here's head coach Frank Vogel.
When you got a talented group playing scrappy basketball with great effort, you got a chance to win every night. You know, this is a great basketball team we're playing against tonight in their building, 11-3. Shorthanded, our guys competed our tails off, and very proud of them.
And shorthanded because Anthony Davis did not play with a sprained ankle. Lakers are 24-4, tied again with the Bucks for the best record, and those two are going to meet tomorrow night in Milwaukee. Elsewhere, the Clippers blew out the Suns, 120-99 at Staples Center. DeAndre Ayton, the former number one pick, he returned from his 25-game drug suspension and made 18 points and 12 rebounds. Meanwhile, what's gotten into the Knicks?
And a steal. Robinson jumped around. He's got it in the open floor. And a monster jam from Mitchell Robinson. Little chest bump for Julius Randle. A steal and a finish and a 22-point Knicks advantage.
Ed Cohen on Knicks radio. The Knicks hammer the Hawks 143-120. The most points they've scored in regulation since 1980. They've won three out of four since the 10-game losing streak. R.J.
So
Barrett
is season
high
27. Fault.
All David Fizdale's fault.
All right,
clearly
here they go.
Yeah, interim coach Mike Miller's 3-3 since Fizdale was bounced. Trae Young had 42 in the loss. The Pelicans' losing streak's now at 13, extending their franchise record. They fell to the Nets in overtime, 108-101. From college hoops, Ohio State bounced back from its first loss, 80-48 over Southeast Missouri State. The Buckeyes are ranked fifth. They're going to face number six Kentucky on Saturday. A sad note from college football: former Iowa coach Hayden Fry has died at the age of 90. He led the Hawkeyes to three Big Ten championships and three Rose Bowl appearances in 20 seasons. The NFL Pro Bowl rosters were announced last night. The Ravens lead the way with 12 selections, including Lamar Jackson. And no Tom Brady for the first time since 2008 when he went down with a knee injury in the season opener. NHL, the Predators scored 7 unanswered goals. They beat the Islanders 8-3. Taylor Hall.
That's terrible.
Tough. That was horrible. They got Islanders got smoked.
What happened? It was 3-1 in the second period.
Dude, I stayed the whole way. Well, I shouldn't say that. I bailed out. Yeah,
first
I didn't stay. I didn't stay the whole way. No. I think I stayed till. Man, I don't remember. I was on the phone with somebody, and then I started to kind of check out a little bit. But I didn't stay to the end.
Yeah, there was 4:21 left in the third.
Yeah, I got out of there.
Oh, you were on the phone with him?
That was the connection.
Oh, okay.
Wow.
No, he wasn't. He's such
a liar.
He
was in the bathroom with Barry Trotz.
I mean, he just...
Do you remember that?
I got to tell you, he just...
What a night that was.
He just wants to, meaning Mikey B, just rub up against me at any chance he can. I mean, I know, Mike, I'm going to be part of your network. I know that. I know you're starting your own production company. The bosses here don't know that you're doing that. I let it out of the bag yesterday. We all know that.
Yeah, the Mikey B Productions.
That's it.
You really need to start running some things by people before you speak.
No,
out loud,
I'm not.
Taz.
No.
Enough's
I'm not
enough.
Doing that.
I enjoy flavor with my meat. Thank you. We have all the funding we need.
Oh, you're done?
We have all the.
You're done raising.
Yeah, no, we're all good.
Oh, good.
I can't talk about it on the air, but when we go to break, I'll have a full conversation.
That's perfect.
Report.
Brad, are we wrapping up?
I was just going to say Taylor Hall in his Coyotes debut. Well, they beat the Sharks 3-2.
Yeah.
He had the assist and the tie-breaking goal.
That's
and coming
awesome.
Up in my next update, got some wrestling news for you.
Oh!
Thanks very much.
He's in the
Brad
next
Hella,
update.
Ladies and gentlemen. Brad Hella.
Yeah.
Knocks out the park in his first update of this Wednesday. Hump day, as they say, as every radio host says, as a cliche. Happy hump day. I should have hit that at the top.
You should have.
Happy hump day! Happy hump day. I didn't do that. All right.
Is tomorrow Twitter Thursday?
Twitter Thursday, right? We got to hit and then happy Friday or right?
Freaky
that's
Friday?
Freaky Friday. All those silly
Free
little ass
Friday.
Radio lines. Yeah.
Fantastic Friday.
Yeah, Fantastic
Ooh.
Friday. All those cliches that I hate, Brad Heller. I hate them.
You don't like that every day has its own identity?
The point went right over your head.
No, I know. we've talked about
the
this before.
The point went right over your head, bro.
You don't like that these days have different identities?
No, that's not it, dude. I'm sorry I'm raising my voice.
Why?
Because I get very intense. Listen, this has been an ongoing thing with me. Even before I was over here 2 years ago, when I was doing my show streaming at Midtown Manhattan, the Taz Show, having a blast, by the way.
God rest his soul.
Yeah, well, you never know. It could come out of the dirt one day. But here's the thing. I'm telling you right now, I went off there, Brad, about this, about the cliches. And I used to go, oh, I used to say it's happy hump day, it's hump day. You know, and all the fake hellos, good mornings. Good morning. Don't say good morning to me. Don't. Let's just work together and kick ass and go about our business after that. I don't need good morning. How was your weekend? No. You don't care about me, my family, my weekend, my house, my dog, my cat.
What if
nothing.
I do? You have a cat?
I'd have to really know you better. To know, none
it's
of you people here care
years,
about my weekend.
Taz.
All right.
Like, I'll give you an example. I'm going to give you a social media update in a second here. Okay? I'll give you something here in a second. Okay? This is something, Brad, you need to hear. You ready? Social media update. Here we go. Yesterday, I get this tweet from Rich Lieberman at Rich415 Media. Random! Taz, why are you so damn negative? This came out of nowhere!
I mean...
And hold on. My reply was, why are you so damn clueless? So people love that. That was right? Because this man says this to me out of nowhere. And then I look, and he's a radio guy. Right?
Well, 415 Media, great brand.
Now that I say I'm leaving radio, now the radio guys come out and bury me. The guys who work in radio, right? But like, you know, but anyway, it's okay. I love everybody in this world. Everybody knows that about me. The thing is, I'm not negative. Do I come off as negative, Brad? Do I?
You come off as real.
Thank you.
That was the perfect answer.
I'm real as the driven snow. That's a cliche.
Almost a cliche.
What is the actual Goon Jones?
Pure as the driven snow, I believe.
It was close.
Yeah.
See? I can't even hit cliches the right way because I'm so non-cliché-esque.
Right. You don't even know what the cliché is.
So when I was doing a show over there, Midtown, I was burying all of the cliches in radio. Before I... Not just radio, in life. The cliches in life. And the empty, you know... one of the guys that we have in the bench cut start with the top wrestling managers later on today, Paul Heyman. Mm. The legendary Paul Heyman and the great stuff he's doing on Monday Night Raw and all that stuff he's done with Brock Lesnar, everything he's doing with Brock Lesnar, and one of the probably the best talkers in the business, the wrestling business ever, right? Him and I would joke around behind the scenes about how, like, in wrestling, you know, like, guys would leave the locker room, guys jump in the shower, blah, 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 get dressed, got to leave the, you know, a lot of times you go in your separate ways, so you see each other the next few days. And guys would go, safe travels. You know, we would joke, me and Paul, like, you don't care if I have safe travels. We're competing against each other. I'm not saying you want me to smash my car into a bus, but, like, you know, I mean, do you really mean safe travels? So Paul and I would connect on that level. He might be the only one who gets me with this. Brad, you're looking at me like I'm crazy right now. Yeah.
I agree with you. You're being real.
That's what I am, bro. You know that. You hit that. You know I'm real. Andrew just accepts me.
Yeah, I want to fix you.
You can't. Nightstick Jones, you can't do it.
No, I know.
All right, we'll get to your people calling the show. Don't want to say goodbye to me? I'll get to you. We're going to get to the other side of the break. It's a cliche. Son of a... That was an accident. You see that?
It's tight.
I didn't even mean to do that. I'm turning into it already. They poisoned me. Oh, God. All right, 855-212-4227. We got to talk about Bill Belichick's clothing for his press conference. We'll get to the phone calls, too. All right, Taz with Andrew Bogus. Be right back.
It's Taz and the Moose on CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to Taz and the Moose on CBS Sports Radio.
No, you listen to Taz and Andrew Bogus. But anyway, hey, it's time to ask the pros where you, the listener, gets to ask us a question. Brought to you by O'Reilly Auto Parts. Go to CBSSportsRadio.com/AskThePros and submit your question by listening later in the show where we might answer your question. Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get guaranteed low prices and excellent customer care at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day. We're talking about the Cleveland Browns earlier.
By the way, while you're at it, if you're emailing in a question, I also needed an answer. I need to still need a Christmas gift from my wife.
Anybody got
a suggestion? You know how to get to us.
Yeah, if you ever that's okay. I like that. Yeah, if you, you know, Andrew Bogus needs to get a gift for his lovely wife.
Because here's what she did to me.
His lovely wife Rebecca, and that's.
That's fine. It's okay, not her name. She looks like a Rebecca.
I thought that was her name. I mixed you up with someone else.
So we We have a lot going on. We just went to Disney last week. She and I are going away in February for my 40th birthday. We've got some things to do around the house. So like we were like, you know what? She goes, let's not do gifts. So let's save the money for, we have to like redo her bathroom. Let's not do a gift. And at first I'm like, okay, fine. And like a couple of days pass. I'm like, no, A, I want the gift. And B, I don't know that I can just not give you something for Christmas. So, okay, like, let's do gifts. But okay, now, like, I'm off the scent of gifting, okay, and Christmas is next week.
The problem is with you, you have no instincts in your relationship, and I will help you with that. But first, I want to talk to Joseph, listening on SiriusXM in Houston, about the Cleveland Browns.
All right, make this fast, Joseph.
Joe, what's going on? You're on with Taz and Andrew Bogus. What's going on?
Hey, AB, Taz, what's up? Good morning.
What's going on?
Yeah, man.
Yeah.
Hey, I wanted to tell you, man, I really enjoyed you on the radio. Sorry to see you go.
Thank you, buddy.
Come back
that.
Up in some other projects.
Yes,
know?
Sir. Yes, sir, I will. Yep.
So, you know, I grew up a Lions fan. I was born in Detroit, but I was raised in Houston. So I've had, like, some bad teams, right?
Yeah.
Followed some bad teams, but with my heart, right? So what I think set the tone for the Cleveland Browns is they were calling it a Super Bowl season at the beginning of the year. So it's probably going to hurt a little bit the way things have turned out. I think Kitchens is definitely not the answer. You know, I definitely agree with you on that. But I don't know what the solution would be with all those guys in there. You know, Odell, I think at the beginning of the year when I spoke to you on the phone, I told you he was going to be a problem. He was a problem with the New York Giants.
Mm.
And he's a little crybaby. They paid him a bunch of money.
Yeah, yeah.
Now he thinks he's, you know, he can walk on water.
Right, it's God's gift. Yeah.
Yeah, you know, when you get a bunch of retweets from a one-handed catch and you just think you're God's gift to this earth, you know, sometimes things go awry.
Right, and, I hear you.
What hey, Andrew.
Yes.
I got a good gift for you. Do you have my phone number? I don't want to say it on the air,
whoa,
bro.
Whoa.
Then she's going to know that you got her.
Well, first of all, she's not listening. She's asleep now. And even if she was awake,
hey, my wife's not listening either, so that's
so
great.
So this is your, we're in a safe zone.
You know, you know what you do? Hey, Joe, do you follow Andrew Bogus? Do you follow Andrew Bogus on Twitter?
No, I told you I don't tweet. I work a lot, man. I don't.
Well, hold on, Joe. Wait, hold on, Joe. Hold on, brother. When did you tell me you don't tweet?
When I was trying to get on y'all's fantasy football team,
I remember
you
that.
I said, send in the tweet,
okay,
and we'll get you on. And I was like, dude, I work a lot.
Joe, listen, I love you, bro, but let me ask you a question. Do you really think that I'm going to remember? I know how many times I've been hitting the head with chairs, dude. I can't remember what you told me 2 months ago. So, what's up?
That's okay. I'm not mad at you.
All right.
But I still think your Buffalo Bills are going to be okay. I know a lot more about you than you know about me, right?
Well, that's I should okay. hope. I'm a public figure and I'm a massive star, Joe. But thank you. I appreciate
Wait,
the call.
He
we
didn't
appreciate
tell
the call.
Me what to get my wife.
He's going to tell you to tell he, Joe to. Oh.
He can't tweet.
Well, it's because Pete's got the trigger finger. He hangs up on people. Damn it, Pete. Damn it. Let's talk to Austin. Listen on radio.com. Austin, you're in Springfield, Missouri. How's it going, buddy?
How you guys doing this morning?
What's up, Austin?
Good morning.
Hey, Andrew, you can never go wrong with jewelry. I know it's cliche, but I
hear
think you can go with it.
Yeah, no, that's the fallback plan.
Hold on,
that's
Austin,
the safety net.
Here's the problem. Like, my wife and I have been married a long time, right? We've been together since high school, right? So, like, it's been every piece of jewelry. Like, so,
that's
like,
the problem.
That's the thing. If you're married a long time, Austin, you've given a girl, like, all different types of jewelry, right?
I've been dating my wife since we were 21 and 20. So, and now, you know, it's almost, I've been dating her almost longer than I wasn't dating her.
Wow.
So, like, I've maxed out on purses and jewelry, gave her two kids. I mean, I don't know what else I'm supposed to give her.
You're such a charming guy. I gave her two kids. Oh, my God. You're such a lovely dude.
Austin, at least.
Did you hear that, Austin? I gave her two kids. Oh, my God.
Do you
my
think she'd like a
me.
Women of NASA Lego set that just came up on Esquire's Top 65 Gifts for Wives? I mean, what wife
I
what
don't
wife
think so.
Wants a Lego set?
A Not one you want to marry.
Esquire.com. What are you doing to me?
What's up, dude? What else is going on? What are you doing?
Well, Taz, I just wanted to say I have two quick wrestling questions for you.
Oh, yeah, sure.
But first, I just want to say that I am going to miss you on Taz and the Moose, but you're going to stay locked into the Taz show. And,
yes, sir.
Wish you the best of luck in 2020.
Austin, I appreciate the support, dude. I'll be around in 2020. I'll be doing something. I might be selling empanadas on Hudson Street right in front of the building here out of a cart.
Make that food cart.
Yeah, the food cart. You know the gimmick, the food cart. He knows the gimmick. Cool. What's your wrestling questions?
So, two quick ones. I grew up with you and Cole on commentary on SmackDown.
Thank you.
And always loved you guys' work. Still wish you were all together, honestly. But one of my favorite calls was whenever you and Cole called Eddie Guerrero winning the WWE title.
Okay, yes.
Back in No Way Out. So I guess my two questions are, do you have any good, you know, memories, like funny stories, whatever it is, of Eddie Guerrero? And I'm sure you do.
I do. And I know Eddie a long time. Yeah, yeah. And what's your other one?
Do you have a favorite call that you and Cole ever had while on SmackDown, whether it be a pay-per-view or just a TV show, whichever one?
Yeah, well, the second question, I mean, I remember the pay-per-view. I called so many, like, different WWE pay-per-views and WrestleManias.
Right.
I can't remember the number of the one that was in Seattle. The one at, what was that one, Pete? Do you remember? Sacred Field. Yeah, it was, yeah, and Lesnar was in the main, yeah, that
Lesnar and Angle.
Angle, yeah. Right. That match, like, I think, like, Cole and I really, we called a lot of matches together, but that was, I can't speak for Cole on that one. We've never sat and talked about that. You know, you do commentary in wrestling, you're doing it so much. You don't sit around and say that. Like, you don't even talk about that stuff because it's just part of work, right? But I know we really had a blast calling that show, and it was a great match, too, with Angle and Brock. As far as Eddie Guerrero goes, and Austin, appreciate the call and the support. I'll tell you, Eddie Guerrero, no longer with us, as most people know, and left us way too early, but legendary, not just wrestler, but person, just a great person. So I had a lot of funny stories about Eddie. I know I've known Eddie for a long time, and I miss Eddie dearly. I do. But when I hear Eddie Guerrero's name, the first thing I think about is, it's going to sound weird, but when I broke my neck in 1995 in a match in Fort Lauderdale, Florida, it was myself and Eddie Guerrero in a tag match against Dean Malenko and Two Cold Scorpio. And I received a spike pile driver, and I was the legal man in the match, Andrew. And my whole body went numb as I landed. And my tag team partner, as I said, was Eddie Guerrero. And Eddie got, I can't remember how, but he got himself into the match. He finished the match. I couldn't stand up, and I kind of made my way to the apron of the ring so those guys could do the rest of the match. Everything went to S, as you can imagine, because once someone gets hurt that bad in a tag match, now there's audibles called left and right, and Eddie Guerrero handled the whole match, and I was laying there. I'm like, wow, I think this match is better that I'm not in this match, right?
Except for my broken neck. Yeah.
And because, like, there's a pride, like, in the business when you get hurt, like in the wrestling business, you finish the match if you can. If not, you're there. So I stayed there, and I couldn't stand up, but I laid on the apron watched Eddie Guerrero put on a clinic and finish the match. So that's what I think about with Eddie Guerrero, you know, like what a professional he was and then how much he was concerned for me, as was Dean Malenko and Scorpio. I mean, maybe they weren't as concerned for me as Eddie.
Not that Scorpio guy.
Well, then he went, and years later, he was nice enough to go and do, like, one of those shoot interviews on YouTube and bury me for no reason. But I guess he got $1,500, and that's the thing in wrestling.
Is that the price tag?
No, they do that. You give a guy $1,000,
he'll
go on YouTube
somebody.
And bury you. Right. He'll bury everybody. Like, yeah, I might do that. They have a YouTube shoot interviews for sports radio. Well, I should do that.
What's that thing, Cameo, where you set a price and you'll record videos? I'll give you $50 and just start destroying people.
Bury everybody in radio and just go do a shoot interview. Well, I got a 3-part miniseries on my new YouTube channel, Taz Tube Jones. Go to YouTube, and that's me covering, talking about sports radio, my time here at CBS Sports Radio. People on hold, we'll get to you guys. We have to go to break here. 855-212-4227. If you're on hold, I promise Andrew and I will get to you at the top of the hour. That will happen. Okay, and we're going to get into some bench cut start. You could call in your bench cut starts, your top three managers of all time, the ones that Pete the Body picked, Cornette, Heyman, or Heenan. All right, Taz with Andrew, be right back.